Scholastic Audio presents Pieces and Players by Blue Balliette. Read by Bonnie Turpin. Mrs. Sharp cleared her throat.
One of the 13 pieces stolen from the farmer is irreplaceable.
She paused. The room was now silent. She cupped her hands together as if in prayer, then anchored them in the saggy web beneath her chin. Stones sparkled from between swollen knuckles and veins. Her skin is worse than ours, Tommy thought, and he wondered if any of the others had noticed the same thing.
I speak of an extraordinary work of art, and there's no need to say which one. Quite truthfully, this crime has destroyed me, in part because I feel responsible as one of the trustees of the museum. As trustees, we are the people in charge of the institution and its future. But for the past year, we have been dilly-dallying around and arguing about whether the place could be restored or whether the collection should go to Washington. Those of us who were in charge should...
Mrs. Sharp's cheeks were flushed, and she now stabbed the back of the couch with a closed fist as if holding a dagger. Even Miss Hussey jumped.
This is a crime so heinous that it must be resolved, and quickly.
The old woman closed her eyes.
There's no excuse for endangering this collection the way we did. The 13 missing pieces belong to each one of us in this room and to the future of humanity. To millions of people all over the world. And to the wonderful spirit who collected and displayed them for the public.
Mrs. Sharp broke off, ran her tongue around her lips, and patted them with her napkin.
She's not a normal old person, Tommy thought to himself. She's more like a bloodthirsty dog that would give anything to bite down on a plump squirrel.
Mrs. Sharp was speaking again.
Suffice it to say that I am horrified by the loss of every item that was taken that night. Three are by the incomparable Dutch master Rembrandt. And he is considered to be one of the greatest artists of all time. I confess, however, that the one painting I referred to earlier, the concert, has haunted my dreams since the moment it was stolen. You all know it, of course.
Not me,
interrupted Zumi, staring up at the wall over Mrs. Sharp's head.
But I know you mean the Vemmer painting.
That's Vermeer. Emphasis on the second syllable, Ms. Hussey said quickly, not giving Mrs. Sharp a chance to respond. Calder, Petra, and Tommy all grinned, and Tommy leaned toward Zumi and whispered,
I like Vemmer better.
Ms. Hussey frowned at him. Zumi nodded, and Tommy thought he caught the tiniest smile on Early's face.
Score. He thought happily.
To tell you the truth,
Mrs. Sharp went on, raising her voice,
I have my suspicions about who took the art, but truly don't care to know who the thieves were or are. It's the 13 objects, every single one, that I want. If all are returned safely, I shall die in peace.
There was no response. Somehow, it wasn't possible to tell Mrs. Sharp that she shouldn't think about dying. She'd probably think it was rude. Calder dug one hand into his pocket, making a sudden clacking sound.
13 and 17, the art and the date of the robbery, both prime numbers, he blurted, and so is 5. One of a kind, if you know what I mean.
Well put, boy.
The old woman's face creased into a shape that was almost friendly.
oddly fitting. A prime crime.
She paused for a moment, as if waiting for someone to comment. No one did.
Not possible to divide by multiples,
the old woman finished curtly.
Fewer red herrings, Miss Hussey nodded, and Mrs. Sharp lifted her chin as if to say, exactly.